And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 4th of July, 2015. Independence Day, 1776 on this day, the Second Continental Congress unanimously adopted the Declaration of Independence, and the United States officially broke from the rule of England. It had been approved and signed on July 2nd. It was formally adopted on the 4th, so John Adams always felt that the 2nd of July was the true holiday, and he refused to appear at 4th of July celebrations for the rest of his life in protest. It's the birthday of Nathaniel Hawthorne, born Salem, Massachusetts, 1804, married Sophia Peabody, 1842. Soon after, wrote to his sister, "We are as happy as people can be without making themselves ridiculous." When he lost his job at the Salem Custom House, his wife surprised him with money that she'd put away out of her household allowance just so he could write a book, and he did, The Scarlet Letter, about Hester Prynne, who bears a child out of wedlock and has to wear a red letter A for adultery. And it was on this date, 1931, in London, James Joyce, Nora Barnacle were wed. They had been living together for 26 years. Had their first date in 1904. Joyce had decided he wanted to leave Ireland, live in Europe. He asked Nora to come along, and to his amazement, she agreed. He wrote to her, "The fact that you can choose to stand beside me in this way in my hazardous life fills me with great pride and joy." They lived all over Europe, had two children, usually were broke, until Joyce published Ulysses, which was a financial success. He wanted to make sure that Nora and the children would inherit the royalties, so they finally got married. Here's a poem for today by Peter Schmidt entitled Tin Ear. We stood at attention as she moved with a kind of groucho shuffle down our line, her trained music teacher's ear passing by our 10- and 11-year-old mouths open to some song now forgotten. And as she held her momentary pause in front of me, I peered from the corner of my eye to hers and knew the truth I had suspected. In the following days, as certain of our peers disappeared at appointed hours for the chorus, something in me was already closing shop. Indeed, to this day, I still clam up for the national anthem in crowded stadiums, draw disapproving alumni stares as I smile the length of school songs, and even hum and clap through Happy Birthday, creating a diversion, all lest I send the collective pitch careening headlong into dissonance. It's only in the choice acoustics of shower and sealed car that I can finally give voice to that heart deep within me that is pure, tonally perfect music. But when the water stops running and the radio's off, I can remember that day in class when I knew for the first time that mine would be a world of words without melody, where refrain means do not join, where I'm ready to sing in a key no one has ever heard. Tin Ear, a poem by Peter Schmidt from Country Airport, published by Copper Beach Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.